Saturday, January 28th, 2023, 8:20 a.m. Okay, so I haven't painted for a while. Let's see. I've pretty much been ignoring everything. just trying to recover from my wrist injury and my painful knee on my right side, which now is cured, but now my left side knee has problems. So I'm not really injuring myself. This is some kind of condition that my body's going through. I don't know what the deal is with it. So it started off in my groin joints, and it was so painful that I couldn't stand up or sit down without. You know, I get down to the chair, and then I couldn't really hold myself. I had to fall into a chair, or like on the toilet too. You know, come down the toilet. You know, there's no holding it because the pain was so bad, and getting up was just the same thing. I had to help, had to use my arms to help me get up off the chair or toilet. So that's been going on for about the past month, 2 months. Yeah, 2 months or so. No, more than that, huh? Geez, since October, I think it started. Maybe November it started. And like again, my wrist, which is like carpal tunnel, it's getting better. Wearing this little brace all the time, but now, like I said, my right knee was a real bad problem, kind of painful all the time. I was limping and all sorts of stuff. But now my left knee's starting to do the same thing. So I put the brace on that and went for the walk with the dog. And it's okay. My right knee is no longer painful. So I don't know what the story is on that. But I've got all sorts of stuff to do here. I put up some water lines out in the backyard for faucets, one in the garden and then one toward the back of the yard. And it started leaking. That water feed started leaking close to the source near the house. And I spotted it, so I dug it up and looked at it, and oh yeah, I gotta repair it. So I tried repairing it yesterday. I dug it all up and I repaired it, and I didn't turn it on because I want to make sure the glue had time to set and everything before I actually put water or pressure on it. So we'll see how that works out. Also, we've got this freeze dryer that we've never used yet. We got it in August, and it's real heavy. So I want to build a little cart that I can put it on and have wheels on it, so I can wheel it around too, and maybe some heavy-duty handles so that the wife and I can actually pick it up easier, because it's hard to pick up from a on-the-ground situation. When I get it onto the cart, I'm going to have my friend Ben come over and help me lift it up and put it on there. But once I think it gets up on the cart and we can just use like our legs without fully crouched down, to pick it up, the wife and I can move it either from the garage to the house and the house to the garage, kind of a thing. So I want to build that. I got the wood for that. We have these two chickens that don't get along with the other groups. So one's a rooster and one's a hen. And the rooster, he's kind of lame. So he doesn't get around really, really well. So we want to get them away from, and they're toward the back on the west side of the yard, and we want to get them on the east side of the yard where the other chickens are without actually mixing together. So I've got to build another separation of that part of the yard down there, and that'll be the chicken area. So I've got to build another enclosure with another gate. So you can go through a gate and get to them, and then go through another gate and get to another set of chickens. Anyway, so I got to deal with that. What else is going on here? So planting season's coming up here pretty soon. It's going to be February here. And it's, I guess I could call it a month or whatever. I could plant potatoes now, I guess, and other winter crops if I wanted to. I planted these snap peas, and the real thin ones that you eat the pods, and the plants are big and everything, but I can't find any pods. I found maybe three pods and that's it. So I don't know what the story is on that. The plant's big, but no fruit. Lots of flowers, but no pods. Okay, so what else is going on in this country today is that back in August, Trump was caught with a bunch of classified documents at his estate in Florida. And unbeknownst to the U.S., Biden was also caught with documents in his think tank center in the University of Philadelphia, somewhere before the elections came up. And we didn't find out about that till later in December, I think it was, or something like that. But then they found more documents now at his house. And then they found some more documents again at his house. And I guess they found some more documents again at his house. So some classified documents, that is. And now, this past week, the latest thing is Vice President Pence had some classified documents at his house. We're pretty sure that nothing's going to happen to these people, okay? Because, nothing happened to Hillary. She had classified information on a private computer at her house, and that she erased and destroyed the hard drives with hammers. So she destroyed evidence besides, hid and destroyed evidence besides doing what she wasn't supposed to do. So I can't see them prosecuting anybody in this case, but with the Democrats in charge and the media more sympathetic to the Democrats, I'd say that they're going to really lay it on Trump because they don't really like that guy. So I got a feeling that they're going to really try to spin it to where he's a bad person for doing these things that these other people have done. So that's the story on that. And we had two mass shootings this past week too for the Lunar New Year. And one in Southern California and one up here in Half Moon Bay and then either Central or Northern California. So not much has come out about that, so I guess there weren't any assault rifles used. Otherwise, we'd be hearing about how bad assault rifles are. We're hearing that anyway, but not in reference, not in relation to the two past shootings. So I'm gonna call it quits. Make this a short post, and everybody have a good one.